the unceasing round of valor, greatness, discord, degeneracy, and decay. This is how Edward Gibbon summarizes the life cycles of Asiatic dynasties in his book, The History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. It is interesting to note that he was sharing these thoughts on Asian decline in a book about the Roman, or Western, decline, and we are now repurposing it to evaluate the rumors surrounding American decline. This somber message strikes one much like a fortune cookie. A misfortune cookie? The reason we are once again discussing this topic has much to do with American politics and media coverage. Not a day passes without someone raising the issue. To some, President Trump's return to the White House and his subsequent policies serve to confirm their worst fears about American decline. To his supporters, America was already in steep decline, and only President Trump can give it a fighting chance to reverse the trend. But what should we make of the pundits who have been predicting such a decline for decades? Remember Dr. Fareed Zakaria's book, The Post-American World, which shortly preceded the seminal moment of the 2008 financial crash, the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers. The book is not about decline per se, but about the slowing of American progress, which allows countries like China and India to catch up. Zakaria's argument is that instead of resisting the emergence of a multipolar world, America should lead it, with confidence, not arrogance. This, from the gentleman who platformed Samuel Huntington's Clash of Civilizations when he was editor of Foreign Affairs, clearly, Huntington's work is a shining example of leading with confidence, not arrogance. Right? Wrong. Personally, I have nothing against Dr. Zakaria. In fact, I admire his penmanship and his ability to weave complex themes into a single tapestry. What I do not appreciate is the tendency of many such intellectuals to routinely attempt to set the agenda. There should be a clear distinction between intellectuals and lobbyists, especially when the country in question has been so generous to them. But then, some of us cannot sever our ties of loyalty to the land of our origin, which raises a broader question about divided loyalties. It is unlikely that I will ever permanently relocate to another country, but if I did, I would consider it essential to leave behind the conflicting influences of my past. I cannot function with divided loyalties. Perhaps that's just me, but I do think the distinction matters. I bring him up because during President Trump's recent tariff maneuvers, Zakaria's voice and meltdown were quite visible. It is apparently acceptable to tariff China, but if such trade saber-rattling targets other countries, say India, it can only end in tears and is tantamount to an abdication of responsibility.